Well, after the big day Tuesday on Christmas, the days and nights of twinkling lights and ornaments will be numbered, and we'll have to start thinking about taking down that gorgeous tree.
And if yours is not going back in a box in the attic, what should you do with your cut tree? Joining us live, WTOP garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. What advice do you have for us, Mike?
Well, the first bit of advice is I hope that people didn't put tinsel on their tree. I can remember when I was a kid, you couldn't see the trees for the tinsel. But the tinsel makes it really hard to recycle a tree. So if that's something you were thinking about doing in the next couple of days, ixnay on the silvery foil.
Why does that make it difficult?
Well, when you put your tree out for recycling at the curb, for instance, typically they would take it and chip it and shred it and make it into compost or wood chips and stuff like that. And they can't do that if there's all that little silvery foil on the tree.
So it ends up in landfill?
Yeah.
Okay.
What if you're trying to have... Go ahead.
I was going to say, at home, there's a couple of things you can do. If you followed my advice in the early fall and planted pansies around your house, those are still in bloom and they're looking good. We've had the perfect weather for a long fall show of pansies, and there's no reason they can't survive through to the spring. But they need a little bit of protection when we get snow or ice storms. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is lop the branches off your Christmas tree, put them somewhere where you can access them easily, and then if a big weather event is predicted, just lay those boughs over top of your pansies. And they're nice and springy. They won't allow the snow or ice to crush the flowers. When everything's melted, you take the boughs out of the way, and then you can use them to mulch around your azaleas or rhododendrons. They would love a mulch of old Christmas tree branches. That would be one of their favorite things.
Awesome ideas. And to Mike McGrath and your whole family, Mike, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Thank you, pal.
Same to you guys and to all the TOPers out there.
Thanks very much. It's 9:24.